Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
He's 10 minutes late again. 10 minutes late.
I texted him at 9:50, which was 10 minutes before, and said, "Are you coming?" "Yeah." "I thought you said 10. And I said, "Yep, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I got 10:10 on my phone
it's
10:10
right now. 10:10
now. You said 10, that means 10:30. What do you want me there
I
early?
Say we rename the show to Three Fat Guys and Once in a While Four.
Hey, can we go around and do, can we do introductions?
Stub.
I'm Josh.
I don't do introductions.
Roach.
That's four.
And what else would you like to say?
Jeff sucks.
Okay, that's better.
That's what I said.
Who are we missing?
We say we're three fat guys once in a while for, because he's never here.
He says, his last text was, "I'm on my way. I forgot," listen to this now, "I forgot I had to park my car around the corner while our parking lot gets done."
You know what? There's an excuse every single week.
So
how far around the corner did he have to park?
Apparently,
somewhere in Albion?
Half a mile.
Well, he had to walk there, so it might take a while.
Well, if he had a bad sciatica, maybe it might take a while.
Hey, well.
Did you see Roach get out of the truck?
Oh, man.
I love seeing the pain in his face. It was the greatest. It's like Christmas morning for me.
Wow. I didn't feel like that, but I do say, as much as we want to pick on Ryan this morning, Roach at 10 o'clock said, "I can't come."
Yeah, but Roach did get here.
At
10 o'clock.
Yeah,
well, with a bad sciatica.
Yeah, he is here. Oh,
hey.
Well,
someone's here.
There he is. Roach is down and out, almost dead, and he's here.
Roach came off injured reserve for this week.
Yeah.
That was a game time decision.
He's got the bad sciatica.
What's wrong with him?
That's bad sciatica. I don't know what that is, but that's what he's got.
We've renamed the show, just so you know.
What is it now?
Three Fat Guys, Once in a While, Four.
Oh, okay.
What do you do? Do you have it timed out? It takes 6 minutes and 45 seconds to get here, so I'm not leaving until 6 minutes and 45 seconds?
No. He can't do that, because if he did that, he'd be here on time.
That's true. You should have seen Roach get out of the truck.
Yeah,
I was just telling him. It was like Christmas morning for me.
See,
just watching the pain in his face.
I should have taken a video of that and put that on our YouTube channel.
Walking over... Didn't you want to knock him down?
I did.
I just wanted to knock him over and watch
him. You know what it is, though? It's when you ever ask him if you're sick or ever been in.
Oh, sick. Is different. I don't get sick.
He's never been sick. There's never been any ailment for this guy. But
Nah, injuries are different.
Wait, is he going to have to call into work for the first time ever tomorrow?
No, I think you're off tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
He's work.
Yeah, I got to work.
He can't work.
He can't work.
I don't think so, unless it feels better.
Oh, boy. This is going to break his streak, isn't it?
He is on a streak. I don't think he called in much, ever, if ever.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'll take a vacation day.
Take a vacation day? Don't you get sick time or anything?
No.
You're going to ruin our mountain trip, aren't you?
We don't get sick time.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
You'll have one less day for the mountains
now.
No man
week now.
Thank you. At least that's a freaking January,
man,
morons.
Man week's over.
Man week's done. Yeah. Thanks.
I can't wait for man week.
How much vacation?
What if
time
he's
do
got
you?
The sciatica on man week?
That wouldn't be bad. I just sit there anyways. We don't do anything.
Well, that's true. But I wouldn't. I'd be if he wanted another Mountain Dew or something. No, you're on your own. Go.
You
get
know
it.
What? I hope he gets sciatica in his arm if that's possible, so he can't eat.
How much vacation time does he get? Because he took about 8 weeks to go travel.
How do you have any more time?
I get 4 weeks.
Oh. He's got to be cutting it real close here.
I took 2 weeks and 2 days to go on my trip.
Well, yeah.
Well, you had a week before that,
too. And your week with your boyfriends.
Yeah, I'm allowed to take my vacation time, dude.
Hey, did I tell you, Mom, I stopped at Mom and Dad's before I came here, and Mom said, hey, I listened to your podcast. I don't know how you guys are all friends, because you're not very nice to each other.
Who said that, your mom?
My mom did. And I said, why? What happened? She goes, you're just picking on everybody. I don't like it.
Who's getting picked on?
I don't know. Oh, probably me. I got the soft spot, and whatever.
I get picked on a lot for being nice.
But what Grandpa said to me was, I don't know why you think anyone would listen to that.
Hey, I agree with Grandpa. Hey, by the way, too, I put to the test. Did we do a poll with our Myers or your?
Yeah,
question?
That was on right away.
Ryan's apparently awake over there.
Yeah, he's
he rolled right out of bed.
Oh, no, I didn't do that. I did the candy bar one.
Yeah, he didn't do the poll with the.
Oh, I'll do that one.
The poll with what?
I'll put that one up there.
The moon or Europe?
Oh,
that's not a poll. That's stupid. You're so wrong on that. It's ridiculous.
100.
There'll be Stubb who votes for Europe,
no,
and then everybody else votes for
Europe. I got one more.
Who?
Now I know why I married her.
Oh, my
wife.
Oh, my God.
Same thing. Why would you waste 10 minutes of doing nothing on the moon?
See, and I thought her,
and then the rest of it, and my son was like, you got, why? You could go to Europe anytime you want to.
Exactly.
Go to. I still can't.
Right. I got a question for you.
And wait
I
feel a minute.
Why
has he got to try to just hide the glitches?
He does try to hide the glitches. Oh, look.
Then my mic fell.
Then his mic fell. He's a mess over there. He does try to hide
the
glitches.
Why do we? I want the poll to say, Ryan, put it up like this. You know, Mars, 10 minutes. Or, I mean, the moon, 10 minutes. Europe. Whatever it is, Stubb is stupid.
All right.
Stubb is stupid.
I can do that.
I see Roach is getting some stupid votes on his
poll. He is getting stupid votes, but not as many as I thought he would. He's got some people listen that go, oh, that poor Roach.
He's probably got a bad sciatica or something.
No, I think they just see that I'm smarter than you guys.
Oh, that's what it is.
Where is the sciatica? Is that in your torso?
We didn't really highlight that as much as we should have either.
It's a good, you know, some people mention that every once in a
while. Oh, I have people. Uh-huh. K-Dub at work said, why didn't you guys hammer on that one?
I didn't hear it at the time, or you know I would have.
Yeah, well, I was expecting that, and then I just thought, I let it go.
All right, what do you got for us, Josh?
All right, so would you rather always have to take a cold shower or always sleep an hour less than you need to be fully rested?
Cold shower.
Oh, yeah, cold shower.
I could do the cold shower. We did them in
the
army. I
don't know. Cold showers, you didn't do them every day, though.
Every day.
When?
I swear to God, every day in the army. You ran in, got wet, ran out, lathered up, ran in quick, and got it all off you, and that was your shower. Every day.
No wonder they get the dumber people in the army.
Plus, you get used to it after a while. You will get used to it after a while.
Right? Yeah, that would be tough because not getting that hour of sleep can kill you.
Yeah.
Every single day, too.
That's every day.
You take less showers.
Cold shower is actually healthier for you, too.
Well, how cold are you talking?
Cold. Just
ice,
cold.
Ice cold.
That you don't get a hot knob.
Cold in the mountains at that time or just cold?
Oh, cold in
the I'm running pipe all out through my yard in the sun.
No, it's cold like when we ran into the lake cold in the mountains.
Ooh, that can't be that cold.
You would just take a shower every like 6 or 7 weeks.
It can't be that lake cold because that had ice on the lake.
Yeah, but that was cold. I think that's as cold as it's got to be. If it's not that cold, then like I said,
take a cold shower. Cool. You can deal with it.
It's not that bad.
Well, how cold could the water possibly have been? It was cold
outside.
Oh, up there it could have been 35, 40 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm saying coming out of your faucet, it's probably 60.
What did you guys do, like a polar plunge?
No, so we took a bet. It was a bet. It was on college basketball, and I bet Kevin.
Yeah.
And I won the bet.
Yeah, so he had to jump in the
Kevin
lake.
Kevin had to jump in the lake, and guess some idiot decided, I'm going to jump in there with you.
That's not exactly. I called him a wuss.
No.
Because he wouldn't jump in.
Jeff went with him.
No.
Yeah, you, he did.
No, me and Kevin went.
I went in.
He went in. You two idiots went after.
Oh, yeah.
That was the stupidest thing in the world because, well, as stupid as mine was, because I was like tired of him whining and he wasn't jumping the lake. So I was like, I'll jump in with you. Come on, be a man. So we jump in the lake, freeze to death, come in the house, finally get dressed and warm, and these two idiots come out in their underwear because they got to jump in the lake because we did because they don't want to not have to have done it.
I thought Kevin was going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, it looked like he came out of there like with that look on his face like he might keel over right there.
It was bad.
That was funny, though. That was fun. That was a long time ago. That's...
Yeah, we couldn't do that now.
That's 20 years ago, right? At least.
Might have been 23, 22.
No, it was... You don't know. It's hard to judge.
It wasn't the first year.
It was like it might not have been the first year, but it might have been the seventh year, too. Who knows?
It was when March Madness. The argument was over when a basketball game would end.
Was it? I thought it was points or something on...
It was ending or the score of the game.
I don't know what
we wanted to go eat.
Nobody cares.
No. But I'd take the cold shower still over the sleep.
I think I would too, because I think the sleep would really get to you. And you could limit your showers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take the showers.
What about producer?
I would take a cold shower.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with
it. Why don't you give us questions difficult then?
So I would get one of them portable ones where you just hang it in the sun.
I did that when we used to camp. We used to have one of those.
Yeah, and then that's cold.
We had like a shower that you could set. It popped up. It was like a tent.
You like fill it.
It was a
little pouch of water, right?
Plastic, like, you know.
Well, what would that do you in the winter, though?
Well, you'd be screwed in the winter. Yeah. There's no way around it.
Well, it's solar. Like, it's got that solar thing. So as long as it's hitting the sun, it would warm up a little bit.
It just moves south.
Yeah, but what if it's like 4 degrees out? How much is it warming up?
Yeah, it's not warming up.
It had to be better than 4.
It's going
to
freeze solid.
Still, you still take that bag and you put it by the furnace where the heat blows out.
Let's set it on a register.
We used to take showers up in the when we went camping with those bags because it would heat up decent.
You know what? Grumpy old man would take the cold shower because in his house... The water ends up boiling when it comes out, whether they turn on the hot knob or not. Because
he might not be able to handle the hot shower.
He's got it 150 degrees in here.
He might not be able to handle the
cold. He's got a point. It's always hot in this house.
It's always hot.
I like to call it uncomfortably warm.
Maybe. I don't have a lot of wood. I'm going to need you guys to come over and load the stove every day.
Roach can't do it. He's got the sciatica.
Oh, he's such a baby.
And Stubb can't because he's diabetic.
I'm diabetic. Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I'm not going to light it till January, and then Bromley can handle it.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be out in the cold weather like that.
Why don't you just
diabetes.
Go oil one year?
I wasn't born a roach.
No, you.
Where you have all kinds of money and you can do whatever you want whenever you want.
Well, I'm just saying, the smart move is just go oil one year.
Yeah, I agree with that, Roach.
He got more money than.
But you know what? He still thinks he's a lumberjack, like he's 30 years old and he's out in the woods, lumberjack man, with his freaking gun on his hip. Right, in case some bear attacks him or something.
The truth is,
bear sightings. Bear sightings.
It's Davy Crockett.
He's Davy Crockett.
I have seen coyotes out there. That's why I would survive out there.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be shooting himself.
There have been bear sightings in the area, though.
Yeah, well, the bear's not coming near us, anyways.
Somebody posted on Facebook that the UPS man left a note on their mailbox that said that they couldn't deliver the package because of bear.
Where was that around here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I'm sure our listeners love to know Orleans County bear sightings.
All right, well, what do you got? You got
All
anything
right.
else?
Would you rather have an extra arm or an extra leg?
Oh, extra arm.
Who wants an extra leg?
Too easy.
I like to call it my Mountain Dew arm.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out if there's some kind of catch here. What kind of benefit would there be from having an extra leg?
I don't know. I saw it online.
What would you do with four legs?
What if
what if it was you get an extra of one, but you lose One or the other.
So I'm down to two legs?
So now you're down to one leg. Yeah, yeah. You either have one leg and three arms, or you have three legs and
That's
one arm.
That's a better question.
All right, let's go with that one then.
Oh, boy.
Listen, all I'm saying is I think I'm the only one that does show prep. I'm starting 33 episodes in. I'm starting to think I might be the only
I would just like a third arm, though. Just Mountain Dew all the
time.
Yeah,
but now you only got one leg.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Get rid of your sciatica leg.
Yeah, if I was going to get rid of one.
Look,
it's tough without one leg, though.
Well, yeah, then you're wheelchair ridden.
Could I run a lot faster if I had three legs?
But there's no advantage to three legs.
You can run the speed of a normal person then.
Oh, hey. That could be enjoyable, you know?
He might be on time.
What good is three legs, though? I mean, really?
Well, the only advantage you could do with what I said is now you have...
Oh, I know. What if you're crushing grapes? Like Lucy.
She'd be the best grape crusher.
If you're making wine in the 1820s.
Three legs has got to be better than one leg, though.
No doubt about that. But what good is three legs?
I guess the question is the benefit of having a third arm greater than the problem of only having one leg?
I don't think it is.
I think you'd rather
have...
But
where would your third leg be, too?
Like, well, I know where mine is. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, but I'm talking true length. I'll tell you
what I would choose. If I had to pick where my third leg was going to be, I'd have it, like, as a tail.
Yeah, I'd lean back like
you could sit on it.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
Like a tripod.
Yeah, have a chair with you all the time.
Now you got some benefits.
It'd be like a tripod. But you still would have pain in your leg. It's not like...
No, because then what you could do is you could kind of lean on two and just rotate around. You know, like, you know, when you're standing in line for a long time, yeah, you kind of lean on your right leg.
When you put one leg up, you know, you put your leg up on your knee there.
Yeah, and then you still have
two to support yourself.
I see little advantages of the three legs.
There's a lot of advantage to three arms, but is that...
Where would you put your third arm?
Well, wait a minute. You think about the three legs, you're just losing an arm, though. Is it worth three legs to...
No scenario where it's worth three legs.
Could I be like a world-class soccer player?
I don't know.
I think you probably
wouldn't be allowed to. Three-legged man is not allowed in the Olympics.
Can we just take a deep dive into Ryan's psyche for a minute?
I want to see that.
Ryan's convinced that the only thing holding him back from being a world-class soccer player is that he just needs one more foot to kick with.
I tell you people, we have to be on YouTube. Because when people make these kind of comments, like, then I could be a world-class soccer player? That's comic gold right there.
Where would you put your third arm, though?
Oh, I'd have it coming right out of here so I can hold my Mountain Dew.
Right to the side.
Right out of your torso.
Everybody at home really liked when you pointed to where you on our audio
podcast.
I'd have
it right out of here.
I guess you could do right out of your side, but wouldn't that make you off balance?
He'd have it right in his torso.
I'm thinking maybe again.
Yeah,
like a
I
tail.
Agree. Out your butt.
No, I want you right here. Then it,
then
it can scratch the back of your head easier, your back.
Those spots in your back that you can't itch yourself, that's not a problem anymore.
For Roach, it would come in handy. You know, you could change wives three times.
You know what you'd be really good at? Juggling.
Yeah.
Roach would use his hand. He'd be scratching his ass all the time with that third hand.
My third hand would always have a Mountain Dew in it.
Oh, it would have something in it.
Yeah. All right, I think the arm one, you got to go with the arms, don't you? And you're
yeah,
just one-legged.
So.
I'm going three legs.
Three legs?
Mm-hmm. I think the problems of having just one leg, or I'd rather have just one arm.
I think the problems... Yeah, I know what you're saying. One arm,
you know,
you can get away with most everything. He can still teach.
I see the benefits of that anyways.
Well, yeah,
you
got
a pogo stick around, though.
You wheel yourself around. That's even better.
Crutches.
You'd need that extra arm to do the wheelchair, and then one hold your Mountain Dew.
Perfect. You're still good. You got your coffee or your Mountain Dew in one arm, and you're wheeling with the other.
I think I'm Josh. I wouldn't want to be in a wheelchair.
You kind of are today.
Not be able to walk, I wouldn't want to do that.
So you're going with only one arm, then?
I think you're better off with one arm.
I don't think so. I'm going one leg.
I'd like to see what...
Here's a problem, though. What if you hurt your only one arm and you now how are you going to wipe your butt?
Yeah, well,
I don't know. If you had an extra arm, at least you could.
Yeah, you sprain your wrist, you're kind of done.
Yeah.
You do any damage, and now you're really done.
Yeah.
For the folders, it might be a problem. The scrunchers, they just wad it up and throw it in there.
Yeah, well, Josh has no problem.
Yeah, he's just throwing a snowball at it.
Yeah, what's seeping through there? That's what I learned.
I don't understand the scrunching thing. I look at it all the time, but I still can't.
Listen, when we're on YouTube, I'll give you guys. I'll do a demonstration.
Oh, see, that's what we need YouTube for. Son of a.
All right, what do you got? We got anything else?
I think we're going to take a break now.
We've talked long enough, right?
We're taking a break. I don't know whether that means we got some equipment failure or what. He doesn't say anything.
All right, I want to get paid. Oh, so we're going to take a break so we can make a ton of money.
Yeah, okay. That extra 50 cents coming will be nice.
Well, listen, Mr. Moneybag, some of us, two quarters some really go a long ways. Yeah.
And then you can play with your equipment.
I can play.
It looks like a star.
That did not sound well.
Gosh.
Well, he was going to say nut, because that's what we were talking about. And then he said, I'll walk it back.
Then you
can
play with your nut. I figured that might not sound good.
Well, equipment isn't any better, is it?
Well, it's better than nut. Nut's pretty much, right? It's right out there.
The nut's right out there?
Yeah.
Roach, you had something you wanted to...
I have a pet update from our house. Okay.
You know, we were getting tons of email questions about what Roach's pet was.
Well, you guys mind if I take a nap here?
You guys know my feelings on pets, right?
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you about my dog.
Wait. Have you been through your feelings on pets? I don't remember this.
I'm anti-pet. Anti-animal. In general, I mean, I like cows and chickens and pigs.
Yeah, there we go. There's some more listeners down.
But, I mean, I like them, but so I don't want them.
He only likes the ones that taste good after coming out of a smoker.
Well, we got a cat.
Oh, boy. You got a cat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst, too.
Well, they sleep a lot when they get grown.
That cat's going to be freaking peeing all over the place.
No, they don't.
No, cats are actually the easiest.
Please, Ryan, vouch for it here. You walk into a cat house and instantly you're like, they got a cat here.
We've had a cat a week and it never peed.
They don't even have to pee. You can just instantly tell.
You walk into a house.
Well, you're allergic.
Cat house.
Cats are by far easier, but
well, they're easier
I don't want either one. I don't want the dog or the cat, but...
How long do these cats live?
Too long.
Like cat, 12, too long. 12 to 15 years.
Oh. Yeah, why would you do it now?
Way longer than your kids are going to.
You know what? You do it when the kids are little, so then you figure, all right, once they're gone, the cat's going to keel off, and then you're free again. Now you've got...
Is this a kitty? A second job.
Is this a kitten?
Yeah.
Great for rodents.
Is it indoor, outdoor?
Indoor.
Oh boy.
Yep. Your kids are going to go off to college, and you're going to be left with this hairball coughing up reminder.
Well, it might have an unfortunate accident when that happens.
Hey.
Oh boy. Now we.
Whoa.
Unfortunate accidents can happen.
Yeah.
They can happen.
Yeah.
I don't want it to. But.
Hey, maybe your cat will start doing this fun thing my cat started doing, where she comes up and sits on the arm of the couch and then farts and then leaves. Yeah. Just probably once or twice a day. Just rips one right in front of your face while you're sitting there eating a sandwich or watching TV.
Trying to enjoy
life.
So
you have a cat too?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a cat.
Oh, aren't
and
you
it does it on purpose because cats are evil.
Cats are evil. No doubt about it.
What'd you name it? Animal.
I can never remember. They named it
Burden.
No, it's
Satan.
Crocodile the cat.
It's after the bread.
Lucifer.
Wonder. After the bread.
Yeah.
Rye.
Wheat? No, they're like little one they do on
sourdough.
Baguette.
Baguette.
Wait, really?
Baguette? I think it's baguette.
What?
Baguette.
I can never remember. I call it Mitzi all the time.
Baguette. That's not terrible, baguette.
Yeah, I didn't mean it.
I'm a dead.
Could have been rye or
sourdough. I forget. I name it Mitzi. I call it Mitzi constantly.
You wait. We're going to hear stories about that because I get yelled at all the time. And when it does, it's going to.
Oh, another fun thing your cat will do is pee on all your shoes.
Yes.
Just find the one spot in your house that you keep your shoes and just pee on all of them.
And then you'll go to work and everybody will be like, what the hell's wrong with Roach today?
Why does he smell like cat pee?
You've had many cats.
Yeah, they're overblowing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They have to be. Everybody, lots of people have cats. They can't be lots that people bad. Are dumb.
I hope that cat goes right up the electrical outlet that his TV's plugged into during the middle of a Steelers game.
Oh, it just pees.
Roethlisberger's right got like a 65-yard touchdown just, pass flying through the air. Yeah. The
ball's in the air. They have to complete it to win. Somebody's wide open.
Hopefully it's Schuster.
They're wide open, and then the TV just...
I put a lineup in, by the way. You have to take a look at it.
I got to get out.
Here we go. Because our listeners want to hear about your fantasy football team.
I was just talking
team.
To Roach. Who cares what the listeners, the four that are listening, think?
What would he do, though, if this cat ruined his Steelers experience?
That would be awesome.
That's not going to happen.
No, I didn't tell you about my dog. So last, probably...
Do I have to leave the room?
Yeah, you might as well.
Oh, my God. Why?
The last three or four nights... Now, I had to look this up because he's rolling in crap.
Oh, God.
Dogs do that.
Well...
And we're concerned about the cats.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes in the house, though, and what he does is...
With crap back?
Yeah. So I read about it. So they lean with their head first when they... So most of the crap is all in his collar. So the one night he does this, and I take the collar off, and there's like maggots and stuff in the pool.
Oh man! Oh,
I really hate cats.
Why?
Hey, listen, I hate
the
dog.
Cat is pretty good.
I hate the dog too. What can I tell you? So yeah, I had to look it up, and it is like a hunting thing. He only does it at night, so he's not going out at night anymore.
Did you wash him?
No, we just let him lay around with the shit all over him.
Oh, that's disgusting. You should wash him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're washing him every night, and I'm ready to kill the dog. My son helps me because he knows I'm ready to kill the dog, and he's trying to protect the dog, but...
I got... Glock 19, if you want to use it.
Yeah, no.
An unfortunate accident.
I couldn't do
just
that.
Just a reminder to our listeners, no animals were harmed during the making of this podcast.
Not during, but apparently after.
I would not.
Got a Beretta 45.
Tune in next week to find out how these animals panned out.
I would not do that to them, but it is discussed. I read about it, and apparently if they're hunting, and I think we got lots of animals out back, so I think at nighttime he's out there barking and howling and...
But what purpose is it?
It's
time. Is he like hiding his scent?
Yes.
He's undercover.
Yes.
He's going Rambo.
Yeah.
Yeah, in his fenced in yard. Yeah. He can't get out of the yard.
He can't get out, but he's tough. He's hiding his scent.
I don't know what tough.
I think it is. I think it's coyote crap. He's...
It's not his?
It's not his, no.
Oh,
I think he ate his.
Yeah, there's none of his out there. It's all he's
that just, dog would never be in my house.
He just finished eating his own crap, and then he sees an animal he wants to hunt, and he goes, man, I just ate my camo.
I gotta go find
some other poop.
So he dives in there, and it's all over, and then he comes happy as can be up to the house, like, here I am, let me in.
And then you get out the garden hose.
You son of a... And then it's... All right, you're going right into the tub.
That cat's awful. Yeah, that dog's awful.
The human tub?
No, the one in the basement. There's a little, we got, you know, a basin. He goes in there and wash them off.
Utility.
Yep. Oh. Get the maggots off.
Is that the one you just got, or is that the old one?
No, it's the old. We didn't get a new one.
Yeah, you cheaped out. The other ones are pretty nice.
Yeah, but it's the basement. Nobody's coming down there to see it anyways. So.
Yeah, you're just going
to
put a crappy dog in it. So.
Yeah, right. Until he stops laying in poop, why get a new one?
Cat's looking pretty good now.
Yeah, So, and that, just as I'm washing them, Shelby, my daughter who's in college now, texts me to say, "Dad, take a picture of Hunter because I really miss him." And I'm like, "You better look at him now because he might not be alive when you come home."
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, it is what
all
it
right,
is.
I got a question for you.
All right.
We've been having some fun with teleporting, so I got another teleporting question. Would you rather get teleported somewhere once a day?
Didn't we do this?
No. But this one, you go to a beautiful spot for an hour.
The moon?
Or once a day, you get to pick somebody else and send them to a terrible spot on Earth for an hour. So would you rather enjoy it an hour for yourself or send somebody else somewhere bad for an hour?
Once you know, a day. There would be advantages to sending somebody bad for an hour. I mean, I'd love to send Roach somewhere. somewhere where there's no sports. No Steelers.
Or if you could
or sciatica
him.
Is more prevalent. somewhere like that.
You know what? If you could send him back in time to where, like, the Steelers lost the Super Bowl or something.
And send him back to that hour.
Send him right back moment. To that. That point of time where he sees the Steelers lose.
Or, you know, somewhere where there's like a prison camp, no food. No. I'd love
How
to send him there.
This? Once a day for an hour.
No, better plan. We stack our hours, and every Sunday we send him hour after hour.
How about
somewhere else so he misses every Steelers
forget
game.
Forget the food. Send him to the prison, but to the shower room. 1 hour in the shower room.
I think I would take the once a day to someplace nice.
So would I.
Yeah.
As much fun as it would be to send Roach.
I'm not
get bummed for it.
You hurt yourself. Yeah.
You'd be vengeful. Like, people would be nicer to you because they'd be afraid to get zapped somewhere.
Once a day for your whole for an life, hour. For your... And it doesn't have to be the same person you send. I'd send Roach one day to the Mellow Yellow Factory, and then the next day... I don't know. Send somebody else somewhere.
Send me to a candy factory?
Yeah. I'd send you to a Wonka tour.
Yeah.
Roach would make do with Mellow Yellow, though.
Why? And it's only for an hour he's there?
Yeah.
Well, if he was there for an hour, after like 5 minutes, he'd go, kind of does smell good in here. It doesn't look bad.
We stack our hours. He never sees a Steeler game again. He comes back. Steelers are in the Super Bowl. Guess what, buddy? You're not seeing it.
Can you send other people someplace nice?
You know what I would do? How
just
about
yourself?
This?
Yeah.
This wouldn't really be bad, but we could teleport Ryan to the show on time.
He'd be in his underwear.
That is somewhere painful.
It might be painful for him because he's actually got to be here on time.
I'm worried about making sure that I don't miss my last hour of sleep. I want to be prepped for this.
Listen, I'm taking the hour because that means every month, I'm at least every month, once a month, I'm spending an hour in Disney World.
Yeah, you could do a lot of things with that. I mean, this is really a no-brainer.
You know what?
You got
to
really be spiteful.
I'm going
spiteful.
To the moon, too. There I go. There you go.
You really got to be spiteful to take
the
other
you'd
one.
Have to just be a
I mean, you have to
person.
Hate everyone.
Yeah. Well, after a while, they get boring signing Roach every time.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of hate there.
Yeah, I think you have to take the nice. The only good thing about the bad is people would be nice to you once that got out.
Oh, for sure.
There would be times where you're like,
listen,
you know what, mother son of a, you're going.
Yeah.
I mean, people would just generally have to be nice to you.
One thing you could send people into
like
hurricane, tornado weather, whatever. Like,
I mean,
just
you could.
Like, okay.
You could send them for their last hour somewhere.
Right.
I'm going to send you right into a volcano.
Cut me off? All right. You guess where you're going, buddy.
Yeah, so people would be nice to you.
I mean, you could live like a tyrant.
This is true.
Ooh.
That kind of is right up Roach's alley.
That is more attractive.
Well, and think about it. Like,
that's
say,
starting to sound good to me, too.
Let's say your boss is terrible to you and you teleport your boss somewhere. What? They can't fire you for teleportation.
Nobody believe them.
That's not in the contract.
Right. Right.
You could make a lot of money doing this.
You could.
Oh, yeah. Give me your money or you're going.
Well, they would believe you after a while, but what are they going to do to you?
Deny
the minute they start threatening you, you go, okay, well then, you're gone. Goodbye.
You're going to arrest me, officer?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Twilight Zone episode that does this?
Wait, we could make money doing this.
Yeah,
too, for sure.
Offer your services.
Yeah. Exactly. It'd be like, listen, you want to be safe. Stay with me. You'll be safe with me.
What? What'd you say? I hope you can tread water for an hour in the middle of the ocean. Is that what you're going? Yeah, you're on your way, pal.
Shark infested water.
Have fun with that.
Storm.
Yeah, I'd take the nice then. I couldn't be mean to people.
Aww, you're mean to me every day.
I'm not mean to you.
Now he's freaking Mother Teresa.
If it said he could teleport into a bank every day to steal money.
Yeah,
well, I could.
He'd be up for it.
I can. A bank is nice. I can go where I want.
Now he's picking the nicest bank so he can justify
the ones without cameras. I wonder how many of those there are.
I don't need it to be without cameras. I got the ninja suit on.
Do they make that in 4X?
Back in those 1700 banks. 1700s.
Look at him with his 4X ninja suit and his sciatica in some bank.
Watching him walk in. Oh, the pain on his face when he got that. Oh, it was priceless. I loved it.
All right, what else? Are we done? What else you got for us?
No, we're not done.
We got more time.
Sorry, listeners. I
want to be done all the time. Every time you're like, we're done.
Well, it's getting hot in here.
It's going to be hot forever in here. The middle of winter, it's going to be hot.
We got to make this our studio. Why do you guys keep fighting it?
All right, how about this one?
Wait, hold on. Ryan did show prep?
No, this just came to him.
Let me check the waveform here. Yeah, Ryan's been quiet for a while. He's been cooking this one.
He's been thinking.
From the looks of his line here, it's been about a minute and a half. Yeah. Ryan's been cooking this one up.
He's been thinking of this one. Okay, go ahead.
So how about this one? The end of the world happens, okay?
Yep.
Either you are the first one to die, or you're the last one to die, but you have to watch all your family die, and you have to live 50 years alone.
Well, dying ain't cool, man. So I don't know what you do there.
Wait, do you know this is going to be the outcome?
Yes. You're choosing, you go before everybody goes, or you watch everybody die,
and you have to
live 50 years, good health.
Well, then one of them could be the one that lasts 50 years. If you don't take it.
Possibly.
I think I would take the 50 years then. I wouldn't want someone in my family to live through that.
So is that the way it works, though? So that's what we're saying? That's the way you're saying it works?
Well, somebody's got to be the
world.
Somebody's got to be the last person to die.
The whole world.
Let's say, what if this happens? You're the last guy for 50 years, and there has to be the last woman, and it's Wonder Woman. I'm taking the 50.
Yeah,
I'll repopulate.
You've already seen your wife die, so
hey, you know, I mourned her death for 30 seconds.
You still only got a 50-50 chance.
And my cousin's the only person here, so
he's not getting any.
Let's be honest, our luck, Wonder Woman's the first to go when this whole apocalypse happens.
Well, yeah, because she's going to be on the front lines fighting it.
Yeah, well, right. This is a tough one, in my opinion, because the thought, when you have kids, you realize the thought of ever seeing them.
Yeah, but the thought of them living in misery.
I agree.
Years.
I know.
Well, that's why I say I would take
difficult.
That.
It's
I would
so
take
difficult.
The, I'd rather they went quicker, and then you had to suffer for the 50 years.
Yeah, I know.
How about this? I'm reading a book right now, and this is the choice.
Somebody reads on the show.
That's what he was the only one that reads,
right?
So we made him producer. That's why.
Is that one of those things that comes in the mail with all the pictures?
Yeah. I've been reading Curious George. Your choice is the world is ending. You either have to watch it end, and kind of like Ryan said, and you have to live through it. It's just you and your family, but you got to suffer through the wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
Or you sacrifice one person in your family, and everybody, the whole world, the end of the world doesn't happen.
Yeah. Bye, Grandma.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could do that. I would rather do that.
Wait, Grandma, honestly, Grandma and Grandpa would say, yeah, do it. Sacrifice me, because
we could do a lottery.
As in your wife and kids, or
yeah,
Grandma and Grandpa?
I think it's got to be immediate, because otherwise you're taking out, you can't take out your 15th cousin and...
Unless it's if it's Wonder Woman, that's
you're not,
no problem.
You can't take
we're not
out
taking
Wonder
her
Woman.
Out. But
you know what? If it was just my family, I would have my wife volunteer.
No, if it's just your family, you have Josh volunteer. I mean, That idiot just married into the family.
It's got to be by blood. It's got to be by blood. Yeah. I read. There's some fine print here.
Fine print.
Your daughter can always find someone else.
Yeah, so I guess.
Don't tell her that.
I guess. Goodbye, Megan. Sorry, honey.
Love you, man. You're going to hit your wife.
Well, what? It's got to be blood.
What about yourself?
Well, it's got to be blood,
so it can't be your wife that well, unless you got something.
No, it's got to be immediate.
I think spouse and kids.
Spouse and kids, not grandparents.
No, you're limited to spouse and kids. You got to take out one of them and the world survives, or you choose to watch the world end, and then it's just you and your immediate family suffering through the wasteland.
Can you take out yourself?
Oh, how suffering is the wasteland?
Yeah, you got to pick one.
No, so you can take your own self too.
Yeah.
But they have to take you out. So you can say you can. You can take me out myself.
Yeah.
But they have to do it.
I would have my wife volunteer.
I think it's more interesting if you say you can't take yourself. You're not a part of it. It's either your wife or kids.
How do you pick that then?
That's why it's a hard choice.
The only thing you'd have to hope is your wife. Honestly, I'm not just being funny here. Your wife would have to go, I don't want to see my kids die, and you can't. You can't do it. So, yeah, you got to take me. And then it'd be like The Walking Dead. I just shoot her right in the head. Boom. It's over with.
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do? We're saving the world. What, you're going to watch the world collapse just so your wife can survive?
You know, I'm not all that enthralled with the world.
Yeah, I'm not that fond of them. I mean, let me ask this. How bad is this wasteland? Is everybody just gone and the stuff's here? Because I could live like that.
I think it's got to be pretty painful.
No, it's painful.
There'd be no people, no football games. It'd be painful.
What if there were two families, and one of them was Wonder Woman's family, and her husband volunteered?
Now you're talking.
Now I got, and we got to repopulate.
At that point, it's civic duty.
Yeah. I don't want to. I just don't have a choice. Yeah.
Hey, Bronwyn, I don't really want to do this.
Bronwyn's not here. She had to eat the bullet.
No, you took out Wonder Woman's husband.
No, there was two families.
So each one had to take
it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Poor Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman took out, just coincidentally, Wonder Woman took her husband out, and Jeff took his wife
also,
out.
Does she know this? She might be volunteering.
So Wonder Woman has to kill her husband, and then still gets the wasteland.
Yeah. She's stuck with
also,
Jeff.
Also, if these kids could go find somewhere else to be.
I heard she loves big guts and balding heads.
Well, that's a tough one.
All right, here's you know, we've been talking a lot about the moon. Would you rather be a deep sea diver or an astronaut?
Astronaut.
Oof.
I think astronaut, but they're pretty close, actually.
Both of them are pretty terrifying.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I don't like either one of them.
Deep sea diver.
How many people got on the moon? I'm thinking he's talking about really deep.
We're talking in the little submarines, you're going to like bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, that's almost like being on the moon because of the pressures and stuff. Yeah. It's different. You implode under the water, but in space you get blown
guaranteed
out.
Guaranteed safety in each?
No.
Then I'm going with the deep sea because they can do that and they do it pretty regularly.
Well, they can do the moon too.
No, we're talking
pretty regularly.
They don't do it now.
When's the last time that somebody stepped on the moon?
I think it was like 73.
We're talking that deep water. We're not talking scuba diving with some coral reefs. We're talking.
But it has to have been done.
Well, yeah, it's been done.
Okay, well.
So is the moon.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, but I think we're closer to that deep. Deep water than we are moon.
Why haven't we gone to the moon again?
Money.
It was purely cost.
Because the people that went up there said, there's nothing to do. You just bounce around for 10 minutes and then we went home.
It's all about money.
We're like, this is boring up here. We'd rather go to Europe.
They haven't built a space mountain up there yet, so there's no point.
It's all about money.
It's money.
We're more prepared now to go to Mars than we were to go to the moon.
Well, we went 60s. To the moon. There's nothing there. But there's so no, now let's go to the
there's
next
There's no appetite for it now. There's
appetite.
name, there's, that's the name. Of, we yeah, always we get a name of the show.
I already have like seven episode titles for this one.
This is the new appetite.
There's no appetite for those titles.
Hey, what's your appetite on our show this week?
I mean, it was like Canine Crapback, Triple XL Ninja, Sacrificial Grandma, Appetite.
There's some good ones there.
I still say the moon.
Yeah, I say the moon. The moon's cool.
Okay.
I'd just say, the views getting there I'd are going to be spectacular.
I'd say deep sea diving, and the reason why is I would rather drown than take the chance of floating in space. Because that is terrifying.
Floating in space. What are you talking about? Like you miss the moon?
No, you get they it. They take you get off out, without you, and they take off, and you're just there.
Like, you just take your helmet off, and you're dead in 2 seconds.
It's not Jeffco you're going
same
with.
Same difference.
Oh, terrifying.
Well, and if you're deep sea diving, you're not going to drown. Like Roach said, you're going
to
be smushed.
You know what you're going to see deep sea diving kill you. Next to nothing.
I mean, you could see like a giant squid or something. That would be pretty
what
cool.
What if that's where Loch Ness is? What if you discover Loch Ness?
Yeah, wow, the Meg is down there.
Maybe he's on the moon. Who knows?
Just think about the sights you'd see in going to the moon.
The whole movie, The Meg. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I mean, I think the moon.
Nah.
They just found ice, frozen water, they think, on the moon.
No, that's Mars, isn't it?
No, the moon. Just seen an article on it.
Oh,
I think it's Mars.
We need to check this out.
I think it's Mars.
I'm not Googling this.
We would have known if there was water on the moon.
They just hit an article a couple weeks ago. Oh,
you guys are so
annoying. A couple weeks ago.
Look it up.
Doesn't condensation happen on cheese, though?
Wouldn't it be worth it just to see Roach prove wrong?
Yeah.
Now, here, this is always a fun game. What do you guys want me to type into Google right now?
Water on the moon. Water
I think it's ice.
Moon.
Ice on the moon. All right. Well, ice on the moon.
Lunar water cannot persist at the moon's surface. Alright, let's try ice on moon. Just so you guys know, when I Google stuff on this show, I just read the first thing that Google throws at us.
Okay.
So, there's a idea that there could be ice on the moon.
When?
Just recently.
About it since the 60s. I tell you, I read two sentences, and if I can't answer it, then I'm
I didn't know when that article was.
It's Wikipedia.
Oh.
Wikipedia.
Always 100% correct.
And then ice. There are two permanent polar ice caps on Mars.
See?
Yeah, that definitely is on Mars. But I think
listeners, you do the work of this show, because I'm not.
I mean, think about the sights. Go to the moon. I've said this three times. Nobody.
You get to watch the Earth rise.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
What are these freaking sights?
That's why you go there for 10 minutes. Have you ever seen pictures from astronauts to the Earth? It's unbelievable.
I'd rather watch freaking paint dry.
Then watch the Earth rise?
Oh, my Lord. We've seen it. It's on TV. Just here, Google it. You can see.
So just Google Europe.
You can see what
yeah, because there's no pictures of the Eiffel Tower.
You can see what the Earth looks like from there. Hey, when I go to Europe, I'm not just looking at the Eiffel Tower. I'm doing stuff. You're at the moon, I'm going
to
look at
Have you ever felt what it's like to...
This is amazing.
Be in what, 1/6 gravity or something like that?
They have those wind things, you know, where you, like, the parachute take places where it blows you up in the air. That's the same thing.
Hey, we went to Mission Mars.
Mission Mars, that's right. Ryan got sick at Mission Mars, so he can't do it.
Yeah, he had to take a 2-hour hiatus.
Listeners, we know it's called Mission Space. Don't
whatever.
Mission Space. Whatever. Get the name
if you're
right.
Going to Mars.
I was...
How could you not get the name right?
I was done in by that ride.
Listen, on that ride, didn't you see the Earth? Didn't they look down at the Earth?
That's the same as seeing it with your own eyes.
I was just looking for the barf bag the whole time.
There's no point in climbing a mountain because you can see a picture of the views. There's no point going up the Eiffel Tower because you can see a picture of the moon.
There's no barf bag inside your mask there. That barf is just floating around right in your face.
Wait, what?
You won't see the Earth because it'll
be
all covered
up. Hold on, but by your logic, why go anywhere?
Yeah, so what Stubb wants is a virtual presence device.
I don't go to Disney World to look at it.
Just a little robot with his picture on it, and you're going around looking at everything.
I don't go to Disney World to look at it. What do you go to Disney World for? Just to look at it and go, wow, this is so
pretty.
So when
you go on these trips to national parks, why do you go there?
We go on hikes. We do all kinds
of
stuff.
You go on a hike on the moon.
Yeah, and it all is the same.
I go on hikes upstairs.
It's all the same. You're looking at the Earth. Blah, blah, blah.
Man, how could you defend that?
Is there anything greater than getting an Amazon delivery?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, got one today.
Well, if it happens every day, I doubt it. It's that thrilling.
After a while,
it pretty much happens every day, and it seems to be thrilling every time.
I honestly think sometimes he like just blindfolds himself and does the one-click order and then just sees what shows up.
Is there a Prime roulette where you just hit the button and your surprise package will arrive tomorrow?
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Let's start this company.
That's not a bad idea.
You give us $20 and we'll send you something from Amazon.
You know what?
That's not a bad idea.
TM.
That is not a bad idea.
Mail this podcast to myself.
Do you really think someone would do that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lots of people would do it.
Yes, there are libraries full of videos on YouTube of mystery bags.
We did that. My kids wanted it for Christmas one year. There was this place where you sent $20. I think it was $20. And they sent you a Christmas gift. And no idea what it was, but it could be, you know, they entice you with, it could be an iPad, or it could be some...
A pen.
Yeah, yes.
And guess what?
Well, we didn't get the iPad.
Hey, let's not tell the listeners this. We're never going to send them something that's more than $20.
Well, we got to make it. Right?
Well, yeah. Our listeners, we could send them stuff from the show, you know, like boxed up Stubbs dog poo.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm never sending them something that's worth
a picture of Ryan's empty chair for when we start the show.
Yeah.
A third arm.
Finger legs. I mean, we're good.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is a winning idea.
I'm glad we put in 33 hours of work on this podcast to come up with our $1 million idea.
Does Amazon sponsor us?
They're going to.
Well, they should. I mean, we should get in talks with them.
We're going to contact the other one. What's the other one? Alibaba or something like that? The big Chinese competitor?
Yeah.
We'll contact them if Amazon doesn't want to work
with us.
I like how we're starting a bidding war already.
Does Amazon get to sponsor the number one podcast in America? But
Dak Prescott.
They also
Dak Prescott.
Or Dak Shepherd. Oh, Dak Shepherd.
Is that a quarterback?
Yeah, Dak Prescott.
I don't even think he might have
a podcast.
Is that Dak Preston? What's his name?
I don't know.
I'll Google it, you idiots.
Dak.
He might have got it wrong all the way around.
What's his last name?
I think
Shepherd.
It is Prescott.
No, it's not Shepherd.
I believe it is Dak Prescott.
Yeah, it's Dak Prescott's the quarterback for the Cowboys.
I got a lot of fantasy information in my head.
he's got a lot of fantasy.
And we joke, but
Dak, Rain Dakota, Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
He
may actually have a podcast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I wasn't wrong.
He may have.
He might be right.
Well, I hate to break it to you, listeners, but this is the last episode of Four Fat Guys. Thanks for sticking with us, and we'll send you the link to where you can buy your $20 Amazon mystery box.
I still can't believe anybody would do that.
I
would bet my third arm on the fact that people would buy
millions of people would
it's
do
very
it.
Very popular.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Million.
We would make stupid money doing this.
It's the same concept as they sell those little mystery eggs at the store in like the toy aisle. You never know what you're going to open.
Don't buy
them. If you said, guaranteed... You send us $20, we guarantee that your gift will be no less than $10 and could be as much as $30. Guaranteed people would do it. It's like gambling. It's take a shot, and they like getting packages in the mail.
Yep.
And
they like being surprised.
Yes.
Maybe I put in for it, and I just happened to get the iPad.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Me, personally. I could get an iPad, and then we could publish that online, and everyone would say, hey, that guy got an iPad.
Yeah, well, we just make stuff up anyways. Oh, yeah. We just sort of like our listener questions.
Great business.
Just take a picture of Roach in front of his truck and say, hey, look
what I got.
Maybe he
Amazon
got that from
sent me.
I bet we get people to pay for Roach's face today when he got out of the truck.
Oh, really?
The pain face.
I might have to take a picture of when he walks back.
He didn't even put
truck.
His shoes on.
No.
Did you notice
that?
His heels were hanging out.
His heels were hanging out.
He didn't even put his shoes on. God, I loved it.
Guys, the guy is hurt.
That was like getting an Amazon package, I'll tell you that.
All right, let's go incorporate this new idea.
All right, see you guys.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.